What is the Canadian Bioenergy Association, CanBio?
CanBio is an industry-driven organization of industry members, including municipalities. We get very little government funding, and we frankly don't go after it because we want to remain industry-based, and we are here to promote the development of bioenergy across the country.
And what is it that you're trying to accomplish at the conference in Edmonton?
It's been a while since we've been out west. Canada is a big country. We have regional and national events, which makes it very difficult to get to certain provinces annually. And we understand and recognize that Alberta is a leader in bioinnovation. And so we wanted to come back here and simply show our face again, show what we're doing in bioenergy and the bioeconomy, and link together and do things together.
How do you define bioenergy?
Bioenergy is simply the production of energy from biomass, and often that means forest residuals, but often it is agricultural residuals as well.
So right now, a lot of the focus in Alberta is on the development of oil sands. We're still very much caught up in a fossil fuel paradigm. So where does this biomass bioenergy fit into the overall scheme of things?
Bioenergy has been growing in leaps and bounds in Canada, I think more so in Europe. Europe has grasped bioenergy as a major component of its energy picture. And because we are so well endowed in oil and gas, it is going to be with us for a long time. But we also recognize that we are one of the largest biomass sources on the planet, and so we can feed the European demand for bio-oil, bio-products, pellets, torrefied wood, etc. But at the same time, will allow us to develop our own industry internally. The other paradigm, of course, is that wind power and solar power seem to be the young girls at the dance that everybody wants to dance with. And we have to make people realize that there's a place for all of these energies, and that bioenergy can do a lot of things that wind and solar cannot do. For instance, wind and solar produce only power, whereas bioenergy produces power, produces heat, renewable heat, produces bioproducts, produces exportable products. So we have a much more diverse space than the other renewables, and I think bioenergy has a major place to play in Canada.
Well, how easy or how difficult is it to integrate the products from bioenergy into what we already have, into the current systems?
Integrate products. Well, interestingly, oil and gas have been in the chemicals and pharmaceuticals space for a long, long time, and we feel that we're not going to muscle into that space, but that we have a place to be, and we're hoping to get partners with the oil and gas industry in the hopes that they will produce not only products from their own sources and resources, but also from renewable resources in bioenergy.
What do you see as some of the challenges in terms of science and technology right now to help further this along?
Science and technology. Well, obviously, there's a lot of very new and exciting things happening in the product development, but we recognize also that there's a long learning process. One, for example, is torrefied wood. Torrefied wood is a product which is about 50% more energy dense than pellets, and it seems like one of those products that is easy to make, but when you try to make it at a commercial scale, it's not that easy. So we are very careful not to promise too much until these bioproducts are actually made. We have a large number of very high-end products that are being contemplated and researched at this very moment, but again, until we prove that it can be done commercially, we're still in that development phase.
Well, I thought one of the interesting things that came up, one of the other speakers mentioned, was the use of growing stinkweed to produce a fuel.
Well, frankly, I don't know much about stinkweed. That's the first I've heard of it myself. But, you know, we're aware that there's an extensive number of agricultural feedstocks that can be used to make exciting products. And I'm actually working with an Alberta company right now who has a really exciting product for the food industry made from artichokes. Okay, so there's no end of sources for new products.
What do you see as being the immediate future then in terms of getting these things to market?
Well, I mean, it depends. If you're talking about simple products like pellets, and torrefied wood. There already is a market. We're simply expanding. We're actually the largest exporter of pellets on the planet Earth, and we expect to be for torrefied wood as well. For a lot of the other products, there's things like bio-oil, for example. We're the largest producers of bio-oil on the planet, but a lot of customers don't even realize what bio-oil is. So it's a matter of we can produce it, but we have to show them all of the uses. And that's something that's hard to do, is market development. But we're moving along in that area.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Okay, thank you.